We're in Simin Tav Tzadik Ches, the halachas of Yontif. We're up to Sif Hei, we'll be doing Hei and Vav. Egel Shanolad B'Yontif Muto L'Shochto, a calf that was born on Yontif, you're allowed to shecht it, Im Ha'em Omedes La'Achila, if the mother was an animal that one was raising for food, because then also the calf is considered part of an animal that was food, so it was food even before Yontif. V'hu D'Kimlei B'Gaveisha Kololo Chadoshav, with the condition that you know that it is a fully grown animal, that is 9 months for a behema gasa and 5 months for a behema daka. Why is this mutter? So it's not muktzah, and I have no reason to suspect that it's not a healthy animal, and I'm allowed to shecht it. Hagol v'inen gam ken shehifris al gabei karka v'chayshinon shema yirabo reyasa beivorma pnimiim. The Ramah's shita is that a newborn calf, we're afraid that the birth was difficult for it, and maybe its limbs got harmed in the process of birth. You have to be able to see that it can stand on the ground. Only after it stands on the ground, I know that this is a healthy animal and not a trefa. Now, The Mechaber said here that as long as the mother was something that was to be used for food, so the vlad, the animal itself, is also considered food. Whereas, according to the Mechaber, what happens if the mother was being raised for the sake of raising calves? So there, the mother was not food. The calf now became food when it was born, so the calf is muktzah. Says the Mishnah Brura, we hold that muktzah on Yontif is mutter. It's only nolad that's aser. So he says that this would not be considered nolad, because the calf inside the mother could also theoretically have been eaten. It's just that you weren't planning on it. Now that it's born, you weren't planning on not eating the calf. The calf was always considered food. Birth did not change anything. So it doesn't become a nolad by way of birth. So he wants to say that for our minig, it should be mutter. Whereas there is another problem, and that is that it says kololo chadoshav, we paskin in Yoredea, that we're not bekiyim and whether this is a fully grown animal or not. As a result of it, we always have to wait till it's 8 days old, because the same way that in a human being after 30 he has a cheskas chai, so too the 8th day after 7 full days an animal has a chazaka that he's a healthy animal and is going to live. As a result of that, you couldn't shecht a newborn. You'd have to wait until it's 8 days old. Now, what if it becomes 8 days old on Yontif? Some aser, because Bein HaShmashes, it was still aser, so there's a whole of Yizkat Soy. Since it was muktzah at the beginning of Yontif, it's muktzah for all of Yontif. Whereas some say that it wasn't, because most animals are healthy, and that there's no reason why we have to be choshish that this animal was really a trefa. Now, this halacha, that you have to make sure the animal walked on the ground, is just a yontif halacha, out of chash, that you're going to find that it's a trefa and you shecht it for no reason on yontif. Whereas during the week, if you have a newborn animal, you don't have to make sure that it's mafris, that it stands on the ground. We can assume that if there's any trefa, we're going to find it when we're bodek it afterwards. Further, sivvav, Ostovim, Hayu Shabbos, at the end of Sifhei in the Mechaber. Hayu Shabbos, V'yontif Smuchim Zelaze, Nolid Bazem Mutur Bazet. The halacha is that if it was born on Yontif, that is before Shabbos, or born on Shabbos before Yontif, the halacha is that it's going to be Mutur for use. Sif Vav, Behema Mesukenes, Sheyore Shema Tomus. An animal looks like it got ill and it may die, and then you're going to end up not being able to eat it because it died on its own. V'hu ochal kvar, and you already ate on Yontif. So now that you're shechting it, you're really shechting it for after Yontif. You're not going to eat it today. You'll eat it tomorrow. V'ein sarach lo, he doesn't need the animal for today. Osur l'shochta, elim ken yesh shehus bayom k'dei lech l'meno kazayit slim yibod yom. If you could theoretically roast a kazayas of it before dark, the halachi is that it is mutter to do this, to shecht it on Yontif, in order that you not lose your animal. Now, what's the reason for it? The halachi is midaraisa. You're allowed to do any malacha on Yontif if it's not clear that it's for after Yontif, even though your kavan is for after Yontif. So long as it is possible to use it on Yantif, for example here, that you can cut out a kazayas of meat and you roast it, roasting it is the quickest way of cooking something, that if you'll take out a kazayas and roast it, you'll be able to eat it. So midaraisa, that is not called hachana. It's only midarabanan. And here, b'makom hefsid, the rabbanon said that you're allowed to be over on it. Says the Ramava, filu ein shehus lenatcho labatcha tchila. This is even if there's not enough time to cut it up and be bodik it to make sure that there are no treifas. The reason being that treifas hareya, to find to have to check the lung to make sure that it's kosher and that there are no nicks in it, there are no sirkas in it. The halacha is that midaraisa we go basarov. Your average animal is not a treifa. It's only midrabanon, since it is motsui to find tarfis in the reya, that lechatchila we go ahead and check it. Since this is not a chi of daraisa, it's only a lechatchila derabanan, the halachi is that the rabbanon allow you to shecht an animal on yantif, as long as there's enough time for you to go roast, even without opening the whole animal and checking it. Just to be able to take out one kazayas of meat and roast that before yantif is over. Now, this shear is measured from after shechita, of course. As far as white sli is good, sli is the lightest form of bishul. All we want is that it's possible for you to be able to eat this on yontif. So if you could, by way of roasting it, it's considered something that was roy for yontif. Now, some hold that you have to have enough time that you could have actually skinned the animal and checked all of the inner organs to make sure that there's no treifa. The Yeshuas Yaakov makes a pshar and he says there's a difference between gasas and dakas. If you're talking about sheep and goats, so there it's not so common to find treifas. Therefore, mi'ikar adin, as long as there's enough time just to pull out a little bit of meat and roast it, that's enough. Whereas if you're dealing with a cow, since it is common to find treifas there, he says that you should not rely on there being enough time simply to cut out some meat and roast it, but there has to be enough time for you to also check the animal to make sure that it's not a treifa. Now, says the machaber now, ukishiyesh shus b'yom v'shochta eino notal ora elim ken shir mimen waver echod umavio imo. You cannot go and take the whole skin off. You have to leave a little bit of meat together with the skin. Hagav yeshomrim dein lav shita klau. The Ramos shita is that you cannot go and skin this animal altogether. Elim kin shachtel letzarich yontif v'chein roy lahoris. The halacha is that you should not take the skin off according to the Ramah. Now the halacha is like this: when someone shechts on yontif in the morning, when there's plenty of time to eat. Chazal were matir skinning the animal, even though that's a malacha. They were matir because if you won't allow him to skin the animal, the hide will rot. He'll lose all of that money, the money that he could have sold the hide for leather. Therefore, Chazal were matir skinning the animal. That's only when there's enough time. When there's not enough time, and all you're doing is shechting it very close to the end of yontif, in order that the animal not die and become an avela. So in this case, Chazal were matir. That what you could say is, listen, whatever I want to eat, since I could eat it, because I is baser derech sli, it's considered lekaved yantif. So Chazal were only makel there; they were not makel to allow you to skin the animal. It's only when you shecht on yantif that Chazal were matir to skin the animal. Because if you wouldn't, then you'd be afraid the skin would be lost, and you wouldn't bother shechting, and you'll be moneah from simchas yantif. Not so when it's a mesukenes. The reason you're shechting it is not for simchas yantif. You don't want to lose your own animal. If they won't be matir skinning the animal, you'll still go ahead and shecht it. We're not afraid of that. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that ayidei shinui you're allowed to skin it. By the way, this halacha is not limited to animals. The same goes for chickens. If you shecht the chicken on yontif when it's late, you're not to go and feather it. You couldn't take the feathers off. What happens if there's enough time to actually check the lungs? Lechatchila, you should actually skin the animal and then take the lungs out and check them, because lechatchila there's a mitzvah drabanan to check the lungs of the animal, since it's common to find treifas within the lung.